Y'all want to talk to Ben? We haven't talked to Ben in a while. He hasn't felt well.
Yeah, he's been a lot under the weather. But
anyway, I think he's here
now. Well, he was back yesterday.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he was back yesterday.
Was he? Okay.
Yeah, he's kind of back.
What is wrong with this? Or maybe it's me.
That generally has been the case.
Yeah, what do you think, Chase? My money's on Scott on
okay,
that one.
There we go. All right, I think I think we'll be all right. We hope, anyway.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. We'll see. All right.
See if he's feeling better.
Oh, yeah.
He's grouchy. Or
sure.
He's
Good morning, Brian Broadcasting. This is Missy.
Hey, Missy. Is Ben here?
Yeah, hold on just a second.
Missy's so much more pleasant than you are, Scott.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like as is most of the free world. Yeah.
True, but I mean, that was just a great example of it
there.
It was, great comparison.
Well, we'll call Missy back, and we'll do a 411 on Missy one day. And we'll just, hey, Missy, how are you? Great where you come from.
This is the front office.
He's the boss.
It ain't the front
He's
office,
a member
buddy.
Of the board of the National Association
It'll
of
make him feel better. Yeah, right here.
It's the general manager.
We're behind the curtain now.
Area man, Mr. Ben Downs.
We'll live to fight another day.
Is there better medicine than that?
No, that feels pretty good.
Yeah.
That feels much better.
Right.
We called this morning. I looked for a card. I could not find a card. We looked for a jingle or a song, and we could not find it. So
imagine my shock.
Yeah.
What are we concerned about?
We didn't search on the air if it's any consolation.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Chase, why don't you take a look?
Yeah. Yeah.
Only there was some place we could go.
Exactly. So as pedestrian as it is, we, the Infomaniacs, would like to wish you a happy autumnal equinox.
You know, as I got up this morning and said to myself, why look, the sun is rising directly in the east.
That's right, the due easterly sun there.
The due easterly sun, yeah. And I said to myself, this is going to be a good day. I was not there for the autumnal equinox,
right.
But I was at Stonehenge just before the spring equinox.
Right.
And those people are crazy.
Excuse me, they were saying the same thing about you, weren't they?
Well, actually,
I believe you were the one who was asked to leave, weren't
actually,
you?
Those were the guards, and I was asked to leave.
See?
That's one of the stories that they do tell to this day. Me and Dad, when he went to... when he got mixed up with the druids over in Stonehenge.
Yeah, okay.
On the Salisbury Plains.
Yeah. But anyway, that's what made me think of you. Yeah.
It is a nice day, and I'm sure that the little druid pals over there have taken all their clothes off down to the level that the good caretakers are willing to allow, and have jumped around and consumed grown-up beverages and things and done whatever they thought was necessary.
Druid pals.
It's just no use telling them that those pile of rocks out there were there about 2,000 years before the druids even showed up in that part of the world.
Don't be doing that.
There's just no point.
No.
Because they're just not there to hear that.
That's right.
It's
that's
a party, and they're going to hang with it.
Yep.
Speaking of the party, you guys are going to come to the big flu shot clinic here at Byron Broadcasting?
Hey, we're having a big flu shot clinic.
Yeah. Are you? So here's the big question. You know, we added flu mist this year.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the flu mist option.
Great.
So,
I'd like to point out that I intend to get stabbed.
Okay, that's what I want to know. I mean, Tucker, Fredo down at the other end of the hall from you guys is, he's not big on needles.
Oh, Krista, too.
I intend to get stabbed so I can make fun of anyone who doesn't get stabbed.
So that leaves you, Tom. You're going to take it in the arm, or what you going to do there?
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm tough.
Are you going to be a girl about it?
No. I know they say it works, but how can a mist prevent the flu?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
You know, I walk into mist every day. And
yeah, so that's right. Yeah.
I'm in a mist.
I think the mist actually has to come out of your head first.
Yeah. All right.
Well, then we're simply out of luck there.
He shoots, he scores. Yeah, okay. Well, all right. Well, that's good. And once again, I'm glad the company's doing that. Anyway, so we just wanted to wish you a happy equinox today.
The children said that they looked over and they saw me talking to the guard, and then they saw me start to take my shoes off. And that's when they all left, because they knew there would eventually be the need for bail money.
Thank you, Ben.
Always glad to help.
It's Ben Downs. How many people get kicked out of, excuse me, asked to leave Stonehenge? I mean, again.
Well, you know, if you like the Griswolds and you back into it.
Well,
got that domino effect going, you know. Yeah.
So did y'all get this the other day? There wasn't a big deal about it, but The corn industry, the Corn Refiners Association, is asking the Food and Drug Administration for a name change. Instead of calling it high fructose corn syrup.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, is in everything but cottage cheese.
You said the CC word.
I did, again, yeah. Second time.
I'm trying to move past it.
High fructose corn syrup found in cereal, sodas, any number of things. It's the bad boy when it comes to obesity. A lot of people say that's the problem. So it's kind of like the new trans fat. What they want to do is they've got this marketing firm who said, if we could just change the name, people would think it would be okay. So let's not call it high fructose corn syrup. Let's call it corn sugar or corn syrup or something like that.
Yeah.
Doesn't make it any different than what it is, but they want to change the name.
But doesn't the FDA have to approve
and
that?
They've asked the FDA if they could please change their name. Can we change our name so that everybody will think we're okay?
Let me see. Let me see.
Doesn't change what we are.
Let me see. Make a request, government agency, quick action.
Hey, good morning. It's 10 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. I was talking to a guy last night. He said, I'm going to be on the road, and I'm not going to be able to listen to you guys. I went, oh, nay, nay.
No, nay.
Oh, no, nah. Not true.
Super nay.
I said, do you have a wireless device? And he said, yes. I said, go to RadioAggieland.com. You can stream all of our local stations, no matter where you are.
Why did this become the Tea Time movie?
Exactly.
That's hey, right. Likewise, and he kept talking that way.
Likewise, if you want to follow our...
You want to know what else he could find.
On the Schlossen cutoff.
That's right. Yeah, there we go. Anyway, remember, if you want to keep up with our local high school scores, you can do that, too. Go to twitter.com/BrazosFootball and do that. And don't forget, also, on October the 3rd, we become an affiliate of Fox Radio News. And I know there will be some loss because of that. Hmm. Because then we won't be able to lead with the idea that, the news that Kim Kardashian has split with Miles Austin. You didn't know that, did you?
No.
That's what we got entertainment news for.
Did you have that? I'm sorry.
Actually, I didn't have that. That's heard here first.
Now, here's my thought. If you're a fantasy football player and you've got Miles Austin, I don't know what you should expect. That doesn't bode well, I wouldn't think, nor with the Cowboys. Oh, but then what happened? Some Mozon for the Texans got tested positive for drugs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who was that guy? It's all over the front page of the paper. No, it's okay. Dwayne Brown.
Yeah.
He's going to be on the bench because he, tested positive.
There you go.
Imagine they're using illegal substances in the National Football League. I am shocked and appalled. All right, the gym teacher who inspired the name of the great Southern rock band Lynyrd Skynyrd has died. His name was Lynyrd Skynyrd. He worked at Robert E. Lee High School in Jacksonville, Florida back in the 60s, and he sent a group of students to the principal's office because of their long hair. Those boys soon formed the band called Lynyrd Skynyrd. He died Monday at the age of 77. Legend has it that after hearing the band's debut album, he wasn't happy with them at all. But eventually he became friends with the guys in the band.
They like me, and they got him some swag. Okay?
Yeah. They got him one of those satiny jackets.
That's it. He Lynyrd Skynyrd. Yeah.
He got to do a couple sound checks for him.
Yep.
Test.
So now, as it turns out, cockroaches may have some use after all. Studies suggest cockroach brains, didn't know they had one, could help fight superbugs like MRSA. A study.
Oh, great. So now, after talking earlier about roaches, are you going to tell me now that if I want to avoid MRSA, I'm going to have to quit hiring my pest guy?
Yeah, you are. Well, just step on the back of them. Don't step on their heads. Hey, a study presented at the meeting of the...
that's the second time you've referred to your pest guy today.
Yeah.
You might as well go say his name, Chase.
I did not refer to the company he works for. I'm not like Scott with a plumber.
My plumber hurt himself. He can't do any work for me right now.
Oh, my gosh.
No, that's a shame.
Do you have a substitute plumber?
Well, I got, yeah, there is somebody I ought to do a shout-out for because they saved me a lot of money yesterday, but no, we're not going to talk about it.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, this study presented at the meeting for the Society of General Microbiology explains there are a number of chemicals in the brains of roaches and locusts that contain some sort of property that can, in fact, help fight MRSA. In the studies, these chemicals were strong enough to kill 90% of MRSA without harming the human cells in the process. Researchers say safety studies will need to be done before the bug brains can be developed into a drug for human use. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Give me some roach brains, man.
That's a Beatles song there.
Yeah, give me some roach brains. Mm-hmm. I'm like all over it for roach brains.
Did you say microbiology convention?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. I was stuck on that.
Yeah, that is a good point.
You know, party on, Garth. Yeah.
All right. A house in Minnesota has been built entirely out of foam. Fox News reports the home named Ensculptic was built back in 1969. Now the owners have put the structure on the market for $237,000. I went and looked at this thing, went and looked at a picture of it. They call it the Mushroom House, and I don't know what color it was.
Well, I bet they do.
And I don't know what
color. I'll just bet they do.
I don't know what color it was when they did it. I don't know if it was white or whatever.
Psychedelic.
But now it pretty much does look like a mushroom, okay? It's the color of dirt, all right? And it just has no sharp edges. It kind of it's like you took this house, and then over years it's just kind of collapsed on itself so that it's kind of right there.
You all right there?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm fine. Not exactly sure what that sounds. At least you have a remote idea of what my sound effects are supposed to be.
It's a two-bedroom, three-bath house for $237,000.
But once again, Tom, you want to ask the question this time?
Go ahead.
Is it convenient to shopping in Texas A&M?
Thank you. Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time now for a word for great moments in TV journalism.
Yes.
This ought to be spectacular.
Astonished viewers were told that a polar bear had washed up dead on the shores of the British town of Cornwall. That's kind of south, okay?
Yeah.
Given that polar bears really never venture far outside their territory, thousands of miles away. Now, this animal was a long way from home.
Oh, like that TV commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there was the...
Please do not try to hug a polar bear.
Yeah.
There was video footage sent in by a morning jogger from the seaside cliff town showing the large white beast laying on the rocky shore.
Yeah, he had some clips of Bigfoot walking away, too. Right?
One of the television presenters said, "The bear comes from the Arctic Circle. An investigation is underway as to how it could have ended up here." Well, upon further inspection, it turned out the polar bear was, in fact, a cow that had been bleached white by seawater.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
News host said they were unavailable for comment. Once again, here's a cow. Here's a polar bear. How could they? Oh,
I know.
Look, it's a horned polar bear, of course.
Yeah, and those polar bear udders. You always see those.
You knew it right away. Oh, yeah. That's what it had to be. There's no doubt.
Yeah, right.
Way to go, TV journalism. Once again, doing a fine job.
Did Geraldo have something to do with that?
Tragedy was averted.
He found a Coke bottle.
There you are. Yeah. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
1692, the last hangings for the witchcraft trials going on in the United States happened. 1692. Yeah. The first live sporting event seen coast-to-coast in U.S. America on this date in 1951. It was a college football game. You could guess all day, and you wouldn't be able to name either team.
We only have a minute.
Televised on NBC. Duke and Pittsburgh.
Oh, that would have been my second guess.
Yeah. 1994, the sitcom called Friends debuted. How'd that do for them?
Pretty good.
And the FCC fined CBS $550,000 for the accident during the Super Bowl.
Oh, right. Yeah.
All right, 45 seconds.
Today's the big day at 12 noon. They'll find out who the judges are for American Idol.
They'll find out?
We will all find out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and everybody's expecting
Is that 12 Central or is that 12 Eastern?
12 Central. Oh, I would only give you Central time.
Thank you. Okay.
Yes, you can go to their website.
I don't want to miss it.
Lively streamed. Yeah. Everybody's expecting it'll be Jennifer Lopez and Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
TV show that you and I have talked about, Scott, on the air, HBO's Boardwalk Empire, has been renewed for a second season after only one show. Yep. After only one show.
Wow.
Yeah, because it got its the biggest rating in HBO in 6 years, 4.8 million. And The Hoff, David Hasselhoff, is off of Dancing with the Stars.
Oh.